You're listening to BitTalk, a podcast about Bitcoin, money, freedom, and the ideas that matter. I'm Mike, and I'm here for the signal, not the spin.
Hey, I'm Lauren, and welcome to BitTalk. Let's jump in.
Lauren, we track the fundamentals: hash rate, difficulty, security. Right now, the data is painting a stark picture of a network under significant economic stress. For the first time in 6 years, we've seen the global hash rate drop in a Q1.
That's a huge signal, Mike. It breaks a long-standing pattern of relentless growth. It tells us the economic engine of Bitcoin, the miners, are facing a perfect storm. We have higher network difficulty, seasonal energy price spikes, and a spot price that, while historically high, has dipped below a critical threshold for many operators.
Precisely. The average cost to produce a single Bitcoin has surged to around $88,000. With the price around $71,000, that implies a loss of roughly $17,000 per coin mined for the average operation. This isn't abstract. It's an operational crisis forcing real-world decisions.
And that's the average. When we break it down, the disparity between a home miner and an industrial-scale operation is staggering. It brings us to a core question. In this environment, who survives? And what does that mean for the decentralization and security we often talk about?
Let's demystify these costs. The headline is electricity. Data shows the direct cost of electricity to mine one BTC has jumped from about $44,679 last year to over $52,000 now. But that's just the direct energy cost.
Right. The all-in cost of $88,000 includes everything. That electricity, the massive capital outlay for the latest ASICs, facility leasing, cooling, maintenance, and staff. It's the full operational burden. This is where the scale advantage becomes almost insurmountable.
Break it down for us. What's the real difference between a retail setup and an industrial miner?
The data is clear. A smaller operation, maybe a few rigs in a warehouse or a small farm, paying 8 to 12 cents per kilowatt hour, faces a break-even cost between $75,000 and $112,000 per Bitcoin. Meanwhile, an industrial miner with a 100-megawatt site secured power contracts under 5 cents per kilowatt hour and bulk order hardware discounts has a break-even cost between $25,000 and $46,000.
That's not a gap, it's a chasm. The industrial miner is profitable at today's prices. The retail miner is not. This economic pressure is what's driving that 4% year-to-date hash rate drop. The less efficient, higher-cost operations are being switched off.
And it's a brutal but necessary feature, Mike. The difficulty adjusts. It's the network's heartbeat, ensuring block times stay consistent. As these higher-cost miners go offline, the difficulty will eventually readjust downward, making it slightly easier and more profitable for the remaining, more efficient miners to continue. The network secures itself by finding the lowest cost energy.
This pressure is leading to a major strategic pivot. Publicly traded mining companies are now heavily diversifying into AI and high-performance computing. Some analysts project 70% of their 2026 revenue could come from GPU-based deals, not Bitcoin.
It's a fascinating and, frankly, logical business decision. AI compute demands 24/7, predictable, high uptime operations. It's a different beast. But here's the critical operational insight. This shift may actually create a new niche for dedicated Bitcoin mining.
Explain that. If the big public players are moving to AI, doesn't that hurt Bitcoin?
It changes the landscape, but it also clarifies a path. AI facilities can't be flexible. They can't turn off. Bitcoin mining can. So the emerging operationally useful model is what we might call the edge-deployed Bitcoin specialist. Think containerized units around 10 megawatts, placed directly at stranded or intermittent power sources, a flared gas site, a wind farm during overproduction, where power is below 5 cents per kilowatt hour.
The marathon model you reference in the research. These sites are built for curtailment. They can turn off instantly when the grid needs power or when the renewable source dips. This is incompatible with an AI contract, but perfect for Bitcoin. It's a pure play on the world's cheapest, most flexible energy buyer, the Bitcoin mining rig.
Exactly. So while the share of total mining revenue from public companies might shrink as they pursue AI, the actual Bitcoin hash rate could see a new wave of growth from these low-cost, private, edge-focused operators. The network doesn't care whose machines are running, only that they're following the protocol and are powered by the cheapest energy on Earth.
Let's step back from the megawatts and terahash. What's the human impact here? We talk about sound money and Austrian economics. How does a miner in a shipping container in Texas connect to that?
It connects directly, Mike. Sound money is hard money. It's costly to produce. This entire conversation, about $88,000 production costs, about the relentless search for the cheapest energy, is a live demonstration of that costliness. The work in proof of work is real. It's consuming actual energy to create immutable history.
And that high production cost sets a macroeconomic floor. It's not a price prediction. It's an operational reality. If it costs $88,000 on average to produce a Bitcoin, selling it for significantly less is unsustainable. This anchors the asset to a tangible, real-world economic input, global energy markets.
It also highlights the freedom aspect. A miner with a small setup, even if they're struggling now, is participating in the global monetary network directly. They're converting local energy into global, censorship-resistant money. That's profound. The operational squeeze we're seeing is the market process at work, allocating resources to the most efficient producers, which in turn makes the network stronger and more resilient.
Ultimately, this cycle of compression and adaptation makes the network more anti-fragile. It's finding and locking in the cheapest energy globally, which is the ultimate operational utility for a decentralized monetary system.
So our key takeaways for anyone listening, whether you're an operator or just trying to understand the ecosystem. First, electricity cost is everything. Sub 5 cents per kilowatt hour is the new benchmark for viability.
Second, the mining landscape is bifurcating. On one path, large public entities diversifying into AI. On another, agile, edge-deployed Bitcoin-pure operations thriving on interruptible, ultra-cheap power.
And third, this isn't a crisis for the Bitcoin network. It's a feature. The difficulty adjustment and the relentless drive for energy efficiency are how the protocol finds equilibrium and security. It's a real-time lesson in market processes and sound money.
The hash rate may fluctuate, but the search for cheap energy, the core value proposition of proof of work, never stops. It's what ties this digital monetary network to the physical world in such a powerful way. Thanks for spending time with us on BitTalk. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep stacking knowledge.